Hello and welcome to People in Profit. I'm Charles Pellegrin, and this week we're at the Paris Air Show, a key stage for the world's top aerospace players. As global tensions are rising and military budgets are surging, this is where deals are struck to strengthen national defense industries. Well, one country making moves, Canada, as it seeks to reduce its reliance on the United States. This shift could reshape domestic players like Bombardier Defense. Well, we spoke to one of their top executives, but first, a conversation with Canada's industry minister, Melanie Joly. Minister Joly, thank you so much for being with us on France 24.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, Charles.
So we're here at the Paris Air Show. This is where all the world's top aerospace nations, Canada included, come, if any deal is to be made. And day one actually started with a fairly important deal for Canada.
Absolutely.
With a Polish airline lot ordering 40 Airbus A220s, which are manufactured in Quebec. So tell us, how significant is that for Canadian industry?
Well, listen, it's good news. And I think any good news is you know, more than welcome right now, particularly in the aerospace sector. It is not only 40 A220 built in Mirabel, Quebec, Canada, but also it is an option of 44 more. And so it shows the strength of the partnership between France, which is, of course, linked to Airbus, LOT, a Polish company, which the Polish government has stakes in, the Polish state has stakes in, and of course Canada, where it's being manufactured. And we think that there can be other really positive news coming on the A220 side, and so we'll just continue to hope for the best.
I mean, you mentioned it, the geopolitical backdrop to all these deals is really prevalent here.
Of course.
In your statement, you mentioned that this is a testament to Canada-Poland relations and Canada, European Union relations. How, to what extent are these considerations driving every economic decision made by Canadian actors and the Canadian government?
But more than ever, for different reasons. First, geopolitics is at the core of a lot of the companies' decisions right now. It's all about economic security. We are also in a trade war where the economy is the battlefield and the front lines are right now back in Canada, the auto sector, the steel and aluminum sectors, but other sectors could be targeted. And we know there's an investigation on, you know, 232 on aerospace. So our goal is to make sure that we help companies pivot towards Europe. Canada is the most European countries of all the non-European countries. We have a shared history with France, with the UK, but also with many European Union countries. We want to join Rearm Europe. That's clearly the goal. We've set it. We've been working actively with member states and the European Union on it. And my job, being the former foreign minister, understanding the geopolitics, is really to help the businesses in Canada and here at the Bourget, the aerospace sector in Canada, to be able to partner with companies that are linked to reliable countries.
We've seen that intensification of relations between Ottawa and Brussels and the wider European bloc. Yeah. You mentioned it with the desire by Canada to participate in Rearm Europe. Mark Carney expected in Brussels at the end of the month.
Yep.
How optimistic are you about a deal being struck there, and what impact would that have on Canada's defense industry?
Well, very positive. I think that it's been clear from the get-go, the Prime Minister's first visit as Prime Minister was to go to France and then to go to the UK. It was a clear message, a clear signal that we've been over-reliant on the US for too long and we need to make sure that we had stronger partnerships. When it comes to defense, these are exactly the questions we're asking ourselves. It is not only as we're investing more in defense, we announced last week, $9 billion to be invested before March 31st of next year, so before the end of the fiscal year, $3.2 billion in defense procurement, which includes obviously aerospace. It is not only to leverage these defense investments as a way, of course, to secure our brave men and women and Canada's sovereignty, but it is to create jobs back home. It is to create industrial benefits. These are the biggest investments since the Second World War.
You mentioned the increase in defense spending, that $9 billion an increase of spending. So I think the idea is going from 1.3% defense spending currently to 2% by the end of the decade.
No. 2% this year.
This year. Okay, my apologies.
Yeah, that's it. 2%. So that's why it's $9 billion before the end of the year. Mm-hmm. This is the biggest investment. It's we will get to 2% before France. Mm-hmm. And 2% is a floor and not a ceiling.
So this is a supercharged timeline. So none of this would have happened without Donald Trump. We always go back to him. He's like the towering figure on every conversation, it seems. You've had a front row seat to the tariff war. You mm-hmm. used to be foreign affairs minister under the previous government, under Justin Trudeau. You've now moved to a different portfolio. Mm-hmm. How has this new position shaped your perspective and your experience of this trade war with this threat from your biggest and historical trade partner?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been foreign minister under the Carney government as well, but I wanted to go from the diplomatic front to the economic front of the trade war. And these were part of the conversations I had with Prime Minister Carney, because the economy is the battlefield right now, and the front lines, like I was mentioning, are the sectors that are affected. And meanwhile, because so much uncertainty is created around the world, including in Canada, obviously, the biggest job that the industry minister, myself, can do is actually attract investments. It's a new form of economic diplomacy. And that is why being here is so strategic. The decisions and the deals we'll make now will have an impact on future generations, because we need to make sure that we make these investments and use the procurement in a way that will benefit our countries, our people that are affected by the trade war, but also that we can use this opportunity to be closer to friends that maybe we've taken for granted for too long.
Melanie Joly, Minister Melanie Joly, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Charles. Pleasure.
So let's get the Canadian defense industry perspective now with Mark Masluck. He is Senior Communications Director at Bombardier Defense. Thank you for speaking with us. I want to start by talking about Prime Minister Mark Carney announcing that he'd increase defense spending in order to be less reliant on the United States. And there's a lot of space for improvement there in the Canadian military. How do you expect this to affect Bombardier Defense's operations and business?
Well, it's an announcement that Bombardier welcomed. The Canadian industry is in need of both investment, but as well as a Canadian industrial strategy. So really to better utilize the talent and skill that exists in Canada. So a company like Bombardier can design, build, and certify an aircraft. This is a capability that very few countries have, and that Bombardier really holds in spades, both on the civil side and now on the defense side. So with the government getting ready to not only increase spending, but we are calling for a broader strategy to really integrate companies like Bombardier with other key suppliers to really create products that either collaborate with other governments, allied entities, but also amongst companies. And that's a lot of what we're doing here at the Paris Air Show, is really starting to begin that integration and also develop the ties that we already have as Bombardier Défense.
Bombardier Défense has always been very tied to the United States and to the continent. Your headquarters are in Wichita, Kansas. Do you expect, in light of everything that's happened, that there could be a pivot towards Europe in the near future?
It's already begun. So Bombardier Defense, yes, we have very important contracts in the U.S., starting with the BACN program with the Air Force, Hades, which is being modified in Wichita, but also important in Wichita, we're working on a German program called the Pegasus. So we're partnered with Hensoldt. So Bombardier Defense has been really partnering with international geographies for a long time now. So this, we see it as an accelerator, but it's building on work that we've already set the foundation for. So in the last 3-4 years, Bombardier has really expanded its service network around the world. What that's done is placed a lot of our parts, a lot of our people in geographies like Asia Pacific, in Australia, in Europe. We're very well established on the civil side. So that has fostered a lot of technical capabilities on the defense side. So we've had a long partnership with Saab, over a decade really, now with Hensoldt, with the German Air Force. So this is something that really builds on the foundation that we've set over the last years, and the environment now is certainly an accelerator.
One of the partnerships you've announced at this Paris Air Show is with the French aviation and tech giant Safran. It's a tech innovation partnership. To what extent were geopolitics involved or a driver for this partnership to be sealed? And what does this partnership entail exactly?
So it's a partnership that makes sense. On the defense side, especially for Bombardier, we have to look at ancillary or complementary capabilities. Our skill set really is built around the aircraft and the airframe. We have extensive knowledge on aerodynamics, power system integration, on how to modify an aircraft for purpose for a mission, whether that mission is surveillance or electronic warfare, all the different types of capabilities that governments are really in need of now for modernizing. So having a vast network of partners is how we've been successful. And Safran is one of those large companies that does have a lot of ancillary capabilities that work well and are complementary to what we offer. So being able to have ourselves in close contact with these companies, but also have alignment with governments will allow us to actually propose and work with governments on both sides of the agreement. So whether it's, you know, locally in Quebec, which the Premier Legault was very helpful in supporting the announcement and the partnership, and in France. So this is something that will allow us to offer and discuss technologies from a very ground level across many geographies, and to really respond to ultimately the safety needs of all nations' borders.
That's it for this week. Thank you for watching. As usual, you can watch People in Profit on the France 24 app. In the meantime, stay tuned to France 24.